cross of Calvary. Thank you also for the opportunity that we have, even to be part of a family that you have given to us. We give you all the grace and all the glory. Thank you this morning, Lord, that we reward and we receive with the thanksgiving in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. You're welcome to church once again, and happy Easter. We showed that short clip for those of us that did not come around on Friday, where we watched a deeper and a more elaborate version of the death of Christ. Matthew chapter 28. And I'm going to read from verse 1 to verse 6. It says, now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and had come and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he has said. Come and see where the Lord lay. Amen. He is risen, as he has said. Hallelujah. Amen. Today, the world all over, everybody will be sharing Happy Easter, and everybody will be celebrating and be joyous. But this morning, the charge I have for you is, where is your proof? Hallelujah. Where is your proof of the risen Christ? Amen. It's good that we celebrate. It's good that we remember that he rose. Hallelujah. But he didn't just rise so that we can celebrate. Hallelujah. He did not just die so that we remember and we celebrate and we clap and we have a good time. He died and he rose so that you and I can become victors. Hallelujah. So that you and I can have a place with the Father. Amen. In Ephesians chapter 2. And it's very important. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2. I'm going to read verse 10, and I'll take it in the new NKJV and in the message. And it says here, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which he prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. In the message translation, the latter part of 7 to 10. He says, for he creates each of us by Christ Jesus to join him in the work he does, the good work he has gotten ready for us to do, work we had better be doing. Amen. So if Christ went and made an open show of the devil, okay, he died, and for 3 days he was dead, and then he rose on the third day. Bible says he made an open show of the devil. He defeated the devil and took away the keys of death. Hallelujah. That is the victory that he won for you and I. And that's why we say we are more than conquerors. Because he went and then he got the victory for, and handed us that victory free of charge. Amen. The free of charge is that you and I did not sweat. Okay? He was the one that went through all he went through. I think on Friday, the video we saw was very, very pictorial. And I don't think anybody would have thought
of the pains and the troubles of Christ in that way that we saw it. Amen. So when we say that the blood of Jesus washed me clean, normally you would think of the crown and then it was dripping. But if you saw that film, you understand why they say the blood of Jesus actually washed you. Hallelujah. And I bet you that that film was very economical with the pains that he went through. It was very economical with the dripping of his blood. Hallelujah. And it was economical because, I mean, for the sake of viewing, for viewers' discretion, they will reduce certain things. But all he went through was not so that we will eat rice. Amen. It was not so that we will clap. Okay? It's not so that we will just remember and go and wait another 365 days to remember again that he died. Hallelujah. He died so that we can have that power and that capacity to live just like he lived. Amen. Hallelujah. Matthew, Ephesians 2, 10, in the Message translation says, he creates each of us by Christ Jesus to join him in the work he does. The good work he has gotten ready for us to do. Work we had better be doing. Amen. So he says to join him in the work he does, the good work that he had gotten ready for us. So being born again and identifying with the death and the resurrection of Christ is not a fad or is a fashion thing. It is about a call to service and a call to work. Amen. Hallelujah. It's about you knowing and understanding what he has called us to do. In Ephesians 3, verse 10, he says, in the NKJV, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in heavenly places. I read again. It says, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in heavenly places. In the New Living Translation, it says, God's purpose, the New Living Translation, it says, God's purpose in all this was to use the church to display his wisdom in his rich variety to all the unseen rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. Hallelujah. To display his wisdom in his rich variety to all the unseen rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. In Romans chapter 8, the New King James Version, Romans chapter 8 from verse 14. As for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. Amen. Hallelujah. It says that the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. Amen. Amen. Ephesians 2 verse 10 says that he has called us into the same good work that he was doing, or that he does. So, as Christians, and as the ones that understand resurrection, we should not live an ordinary life. Amen. What do you mean by ordinary? So every day, people are fond of waking up every day and then go by their routine and then come back and go to bed. And it's just about that for most people. For you and I, it ought to be different. The Bible records that everywhere Christ went, he was doing good. Hallelujah. He was healing men. I think we read it in Luke chapter 6 this morning. He was healing men of their diseases. And not one of them will go to him, will come to him and live the same way they came. He will heal them. Amen. Amen. If he says we are heirs of Christ, we are heirs of God, as is written in Romans chapter 8, as it's written, it says, the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Hallelujah. So, the heir is the one that inherits the Father. It says, if you are heirs of God, then you are joint heirs with Christ. Okay? So, what it means as joint heirs is that both of you have access to the same thing that the Father has. Amen. So if you have children, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, they are joint heirs to whatever you leave to them when you decide that you are done with your work on earth. Amen. And it's so important that we understand that we are joint heirs with Christ. We have access to the same thing that he has access to. Hallelujah. Let's not be deceived. If the devil understood what... You know, we ascribe a lot of power to the devil. And it's just because of theology. If the devil had so much power, number one, he would not have made Judas betray him. Number two, on the way to the cross, he would have found a way that he won't get to that cross. Hallelujah. So the ones that he was getting soldiers to beat him, to beat the living daylight out of him, to make, if he had understood, he would have made sure that no stripe was on his body. Why? Because by his stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. If he had so much insight to the things that God would do or God was doing, he wouldn't have allowed a pint of blood to drop from Christ. Hallelujah. In fact, he would have been the one guarding and be sure that, you know what, this man, he would have even told the Sadducees and the Pharisees, that, you know, tell this guy to release Barabbas. He would have told them to preserve him all that much. But because he had no inkling of the way that God will work, okay, to him, that was the end. And you know that ever since Christ was born, he has been seeking to destroy him. Okay? He had been seeking to kill him. And say, once I kill him, it will be over. See, the secret things of God are made known to us. Hallelujah. To us that have his spirit and that live by the spirit of God. Every time people run into error, they will say it's the devil. But every man is lured away by his own lust, and they do the things that they choose to do by their own lust. And oftentimes, you know that they say that if you want to get to, I don't know if it's true, but for me it's not true. If you want to get to a man's heart, they say it's through his stomach, but for me it's not true. Some people, they like eating, and then when they are eating, they lose their senses. That's what they're saying, you know. Once you satisfy him and give him so much food, okay, then you can go to him and approach him and ask him anything and anything. And then he's going to just start, because he's full, then he's going to just start giving you and promising you. Which was what happened to Herod when the daughter came and asked for the head of John the Baptist. He was drunk and said, anything you want, I'll give to you. Okay? Now, the way these things work is that what you like most is your weakest point. You understand what I'm saying? What everybody likes most is most likely going to be your weakest point. So, and that's why you see sometimes if the mother knows that it's the daughter that the father likes, they will just send the daughter to the father. And then the girl comes, unknowingly, she just sit down and be talking. She won't know that she's being used as a tool, but because they know that he will listen. When we were younger, okay, I won't ask my father for anything. I will tell my sister. Because once my sister goes to my father, If he wants the key of his car, my father will give it. It was that interesting. So I didn't see any reason why I should belabor myself and go to him and be asking for something. I'll just call my sister and say, see, we want to buy ball. And tell daddy that we want to buy ball. So when she goes to him, she won't tell him that we want to buy ball. She will just tell him that, don't you think we should buy ball for these boys? And the man will be like, okay. He will say, she will just say, no, nothing like that. And then he will buy. But if I go to him and say, daddy, don't you think that we should buy? No. You're not supposed to play ball. You are not supposed to play ball. I say, okay, no problem. So I just go to my sister. And then my brother also knew it. And then my brother will also use it. Because we knew that that was his weakest point. Amen. If you wanted him to spend all his money, no problem. Just tell my sister, don't you want to do party? Do party now. Daddy, I think I need to throw a party. And then he's going to be happy. And then he will throw a party. I'm not kidding. If you see my brother, ask him. If you see my mother, ask her. I'm not kidding. I'm saying that oftentimes, what we like the most, you have to be very careful. Now, but you see, the thing that we should always, that we should like the most, okay, that we should give all our heart to, and that nobody can hold us by, is the thing that we shy away from. Amen. If we're so passionate about the risen Christ, hallelujah, therein lies our power. Amen. That's why he said that we are hid in Christ. If the devil understood the work of redemption, okay, he wouldn't have let Christ die. We are hid in him. There is no way he can get to us as long as we are in him. And all I'm saying also is that as children of God and joint heirs with Christ, our life needs to influence the next life to us. Amen. He says that he brought us to do the same work that he was doing. So if he went around doing good, amen, you and I should go about doing good, remembering that the work of the risen Christ, it doesn't stop at the cross. You know, we sang, he's alive, amen, he's alive. Jesus is alive forever, he's alive, amen. He's alive through you and I. Amen. If people will be drawn to Christ, he's no longer going to come down physically and be amongst men like he was in the days of the disciples. He's going to do so through you and I. Hallelujah. So if you do not value the work that was done on the cross of Calvary, if you do not value the work of redemption, then we are not going to be able to propagate that work to other people. Forget our circle, everybody's in church. You say, you assume that everybody is saved. Okay? That's what we believe, that everybody is saved. But people are going through different things, so much so that the word from you can change their lot. Amen. Amen. So if Mr. Sajid and I are relating together, and at a point, let's assume we're in business. We are doing business together. Because I look like town boy, he looks like worry boy. Because I look like town boy, I play fast one on him. Eh? And I make more money. So if I'm supposed to do 50-50, I play fast one on him. And I make more money than him and he doesn't know. And I keep making more money than him in the same business and he thinks that we're making 50-50. The day he realizes that, this man has been making apparently 80% and he has been giving me what looks like 50%. He's going to be disappointed. Why? Because trust has been eroded. And see, if I wasn't a Christian, it would be fine. He would say, this is expected. That's what we would say. Okay? Just like that keyboardist we had the other time. That would play keyboard in church. And the evening, he would go to nightclub. And then you play for them in the nightclub. And you don't play holy music in the nightclub. Have you been to the nightclub before? You have not been there before. Okay, go cross, just walk by one. Don't go inside. Just walk, pass by one. I think there was one Saturday morning. I was going to Lekki, myself and Natalie, very early, around 6:30 a.m. And so we passed by a nightclub. They had just finished for the night. So it was early morning, and they were going home. She couldn't close her mouth. So how come all these women, they look like mommy water? They were so... I'm not kidding. How come they look... They were... I don't know how to say it. Who is light in this room? They are fairer than Dami. Very, very light-skinned. Eh? No, I'm not. I'm just trying to tell you how light-skinned they are. They are so fair. And she couldn't just believe it. So, but imagine that we passed there at night and the kind of music they were playing. So I'm telling you that the guy that will play in church and all of us will dance to music had enough in him to go and play in the club. And so when the club will show him that this is club and not church, he even packed his clothes, everything, his clothes and everything, and then he moved to the club. So when we finish on Sunday, throughout the week, Monday night is playing, Sunday night is playing. Then when they will show him all the things that he said, you know, he was always crying, I don't have clothes, I don't have shoes. The little that he had, when he packed into the club, the one day he woke up and they had packed everything. And then he called me and said, Pastor, this has happened, blah, blah. I said, well, how did it happen? That's when I knew that he was playing in the nightclub. And then I told him to come to my office. Then I was working here in Ojota. So he came to my office and then he was going. As he was going, he did not use the pedestrian bridge. That's how Kai caught him and put him inside Black Maria. And then, the way God works, for one good reason, somebody, you know, those Kai people, when they catch you, they take your phone. But somebody had phone in that Black Maria. So he called me again. That guy had my number in his head. He called me again. He said, Pastor, I said, what? He said, I'm inside Black Maria. I said, Oh my God, what are you doing inside Black Maria? He said he was cross. I said, why would you cross? Nothing with this Lagos. When I used to come to Lagos on visit, one day I crossed. By the time I got to the midrib, somebody grabbed me, my belt at the back. I was carrying me like this. It's that day. This Lagos. There's nothing to tell me that I will not climb pedestrian bridge. Somebody just grabbed me from the back. I said, the guy said, why are you crossing? I said, this is how we cross where I come from. Don't let me tell you where I come from. So the guy called me and I went to him. I went to the Black Maria. And it was so dark. I couldn't see anything inside. So I went to the guys there by the guys that were taking them. They were taking them to Alausa. The guy said, Oga, you have to come to Alausa. And when we get there, the bail is 50,000 naira. That's somebody that just lost everything he had. Now, for him going to the club and losing everything, there's no remorse. For you coming to church and losing something, there's a problem. If you will lose anything, you will lose that former life that you were living before, and you will gain. It says the world, they're waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. And Ephesians 2:10 says that the good work that he was doing or he's doing is what he has called us to do. Hallelujah. If anybody would unite with you and work with you, please leave the person better than you met the person. That's the only thing that will help us know that you understand the risen Christ. Philippians 3. I'm reading the New Living Translation, Philippians chapter 3, and I read from verse 10 to 11. It says, I want Philippians chapter 3, verse 10 to 11, the New Living Translation. It says, I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. I want to suffer with him, sharing in his death, so that one way or another, I will experience the resurrection from the dead. Amen. If you will go to the New King James Version, Philippians 3, 10 to 11, New King James Version, says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being conformed to his death. Amen. If we cry, he's risen. And we talk so much about the risen Christ. We have to be proof producers that he's risen. Amen. There should not be anything ordinary about an encounter between Uche and I every time we see. Because every time Christ met with people, there was no ordinary event. Amen. Even the ones men were going to term as ordinary. Christ said, look, this woman is rubbing my feet with oil. You think that it is expensive, but it's honor and it's worship. Amen. There's no event that should be ordinary. Three things twice. There was once we went for a birthday. I don't know. I think it's Mrs. Ajeri's house. We went for a birthday ceremony. Ordinarily, in my head, we are going to eat rice. So we just went there to greet and say, happy birthday, blah, blah, blah. But you know, the religious people, they say, once you come, you must pray. And every party they've called me to, every party that they've called me to in this Lagos, they say, we have Pastor NY in our midst. Once they say, we have Pastor NY in our midst, if I want to eat, I won't be eating very holy. You understand what I'm saying? Once we go to party, they won't allow me to live my life. They say, so somebody to lead us in prayer. They say, Pastor NY, please come. I say, what's all this one now? So when it's time to eat food, I cannot just eat amala like that. I have to be very holy. And I eat like that. So that they will say, see you. You know, that's why when you go to Orthodox churches and you are doing party, you don't see the priest there. They don't come. You pack their food. They go and eat it in the vicarage. So that if he has to sweat, he can sweat. Amen. So we went for that party. It was in the evening. We went for the party. And all I wanted to do just was to eat and forget about everything and then go back home. And then not eat again for the night. So I went around 6, 7. So that when we get back home, we won't have to cook. And then when we got there, we could not sit still because of the Spirit of God that we carry. Okay? I think myself, Brother Yemi's family, myself and my family, but all of us were there. And so they said we should pray. And then we decided to pray. I mean, if Mrs. Ajeri was holding the cake, she was falling under the anointing while we were praying for a birthday ceremony. And I think there was another day we went to Ibadan. We just went to visit. And when we finished visiting, the person just said, let's just share a prayer. So she was going to pray with my wife. And as they were praying, my wife was falling under the Spirit. There shouldn't be any mere encounter when we gather as children of God. Because he didn't go through all that problem, all that stuff. Because he wanted to show you that he can withstand it. He didn't have to. When we were watching on Saturday, we saw that, and as we read in the scriptures, we saw that they took him to the cliff so that they can push him over. And he looked at them and said, what's wrong with you people? And he walked away. If at that point he wanted them to push him down the cliff, he would have done that. Even as much as we do, when he was going to die, he was the one that gave up his spirit. All the beating and everything did not take out his life. I wish you understood what he went through. When I was in school, we used to catch capons and dons. You know capons and dons? You don't know them. You don't know capon? Do you know capon? You know capon. Mr. Shaji, you know capon. And you know don. So we used to catch boys that are in court. So the dons and the capons, we used to catch them in my school then. It's not me, oh, please, oh. So they would take them to, we'll take them to what we call a coffee room. In that coffee room is like creating a room like this, and then it's barbed wire that is all over here, or is in the room. And they use chains to beat them. And they use heavy sticks to beat them. So when they beat a man to a level, his body becomes like pulp. It will just be bouncing. There's no reaction. What they did to Christ was far more than that. And he didn't just go there so that we can come and eat chicken and rice today. Amen. He did all that so that we can experience the same power. He says we are joint heirs with him. He says, I have the power to lay down my life and to take it up. It's not true. I have the power to lay down and to take it up. And he says that this is what he has called you and I to do. So that means in our midst, we shouldn't be finding people that are sick. Amen. Because power must radiate and it should flow. Then creation waits for the manifestations of the sons of God. Every time you think about Easter, you have to think deep and be like, where is my proof that I'm a joint heir with the risen Christ? Amen. I'll say one more thing before we go. Ephesians, have you read Ephesians 3:10? 3:10, not 2:10. No. We read 3:10. Okay, let's go back to Ephesians 3:10. It says, God's purpose in all this is to use the church to display his wisdom in its rich variety to all the unseen rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. God's purpose in all this is to use the church to display his wisdom in his rich variety. So God's wisdom has different facets. Hallelujah. I was saying this morning that our primary assignment is not the work that we have found ourselves to be doing. So if you are a teacher, or you are a farmer, you're a business person, that's not your primary assignment. Ephesians 2:10 tells you your primary assignment is the good work that he is doing, that he has called us to do. Hallelujah. It's because we are in this world. That's why he called his disciples and said, follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. Amen. I'll make you fishers of men. If you will draw men unto God, then you have to live life the way Christ lived it. It's not a difficult thing to manifest God. It's not difficult. It only takes an understanding and a strict adherence and discipline to the word of God. Amen. You know that by our behavior, all of us, when we were growing up, okay, they can tell which family you come from or which area of the city that you come from by our behavior. When I was serving, I needed a favor from my boss. So I went to my boss and said, Oga, I need favor. So he said, I think I needed 40,000 naira then. So he said, okay, I'll give you 40,000 naira. So he said, who is your father? I said, but you know my name now. I've been working with you for about 2 years. I said, who is your father? I told him my father's name. I told him my father's full name. I said, He said, so your father is this person? I said, yes. He said, where did you grow up? I said, I grew up in this part of town. Don't let me tell you so that it won't be like I'm forming. So I grew up in this part of town. I said, are you sure? He said, yes. He said, you don't look like somebody that grew up in this part of town. The children that grew up in this part of town, they are spoiled and they are indisciplined. But you look well-behaved and disciplined. I was forming. I said, if this man should say that before my mother would just be laughing. He said, you look so well-behaved and disciplined. But you know, my mother would laugh because she knows that this the kind of energy that she has put into this boy for him to be disciplined. But she'll be happy that at least when I get outside, they think that I'm that disciplined. When my mother came to my school, when I was in school, my mother came to sign WAEC. You know, they would bring the form. You have to come and sign with principal. That week was our mock exam. So I called all our classmates. I said, guys, this mock, what are they mocking? We don't need to spend so much time doing this mock exam. So we had planned. We had going to have table soccer table soccer World Cup competition. It's table soccer. We had designed a World Cup for table soccer. So all of us, we had table top, this table crown, what do you call them? The bottle top. You don't know bottle top again. The one I use on the glass bottle. We had those tops. Then the rich ones had Smarties. We had those ones. So all of us had a team, 11 in 11. We had goalkeeper, everything, post. And we had marked where we use for the field everywhere, on tables, different tables in the class. So I told them that once we start this, it was me, I told them once we start this mock, all of us, maximum 30 minutes, we leave the, so that we have the remaining part of the mock before the next paper so that we can play. So when we started, it was me that arranged referee, everything. We have referee blow. And once we started, somebody had gone to tell the school that these boys have left the exam room and they are playing. So the team, the school came with like 5 teachers. They came from different corners. We just scattered in the bush. My own smartest top, I knew what it cost me to buy those smartest top. I scattered them, they will not see them. I'll come back for them later. And then I went to hide behind the tank, thinking that they have captured all the people that they can capture. It was only me left. When I stepped out like this, I stepped out, it was the principal I was facing one. And then there's a hey, follow me. That's how I went with her. And unfortunately, that was when my mother drove in. That she was coming to sign wife form. And then when she came to the principal's office, she didn't want to even know her. She just said, I want to sign form for Olumuyiwa Adroju. The woman looked up. I said, madam, this boy is not serious. Ba, ba, ba. My mother said, he's a boy. He's bound to play. Don't worry. And then she signed. It was embarrassing for her, but she had to use that one. She signed. When I got home, oh my God, I didn't hear the last of it. Amen. I'm saying that where you come from, there is an expected level of behavior. Hallelujah. That's even for our different families. Okay? There is an expectation. Now, where we have found ourselves, that we have chosen, we are joint heirs with Christ, there is a higher level of expectation. We are not the ones that should be looking for miracles. Amen. Because miracles ought to follow us. Hallelujah. We are meant to dispense life. Isaiah 61. By the way, sure you know we are coming back this evening. Only 4 people know. We are coming back this evening for recreational fellowship. Isaiah 61. He says, from verse 1, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may call the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Hallelujah. Amen. Ephesians 2 verse 10 says that he has called us to do the work that he does. Amen. We read in Romans 8 that the Spirit bears witness with us that we are sons of God. We are joint heirs with him. Hallelujah. If we could read this about Christ, that he has anointed me to preach good tidings, you and I have been anointed to preach good tidings to the poor. Amen. Hallelujah. And it tells me one thing. If I'm preaching good tidings to the poor, then I am not poor. Hallelujah. Amen. You're not getting it. If he has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor, hallelujah. Amen. He was brutalized. He was beaten. So that you and I can be saved. Amen. Because of you and I, he became poor that we might become rich. So if he has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor, it is definite and evident that I am rich. Amen. Our riches are not in currencies that men spend. Our riches are in understanding and knowing what to do per time. Amen. Being where we ought to be per time and being an influence to the environment that we find ourselves in. When we celebrate Easter, find somebody to be a blessing to. Look for someone that is ill and lay your hands upon the person, because you are not ordinary. Hallelujah. Amen. Look for someone that is broken hearted and mend it. Don't be the one that is breaking somebody's heart. Hallelujah. Why are you vibrating? Don't break somebody's heart. Amen. If you're a Christian and you're breaking somebody's heart, then you're not living life that you're supposed to be living. It's not only man and woman that you're breaking heart to, because all of you are vibrating now. I just told you that if you are dealing, when you deal with your brother fairly, or if you deal with your brother unjustly, you will break his heart. You will become broken. The verse 3 says, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Amen. If Christ is being glorified in the things that we do, then we are on the right path. Hallelujah. If God is being glorified in the things that we are doing, then we are on the right path. If you sell things, if you're a business person, when people come to you, you will drop a note of Christ in their life. If you're in the office and people send you things to do, you will do it with a distinction. People will know, and they will always come back to you and say, why are you doing things so differently? Amen. I'm super glad that when I walk, it's always different. Even if I don't know anything. See, there was a time I went to Canada. I went for training in Canada. Don't worry, we'll soon get up. I went for training in Canada, and it was so cold. I think I've told you before. It was so cold, very cold. So I wore 2 pairs of trousers. And then I was supposed to wear 2 shirts. Okay, so I was always wearing 2 pairs of trousers. But this very day, I chose to just wear a t-shirt, an underwear t-shirt. And then we went to lecture. And then I was sleeping. I was so tired. I was sleeping. The guy that was lecturing us, we'll be talking, I'll just be sleeping. And then it got to a point. The guy will now say something. Okay? And then he will look and say, this boy is sleeping. Then he will tap me. I say, what did I just say? And by the help of God, I'll repeat what he said. I don't know how I did it too. But I have a living witness. He's in my office. And the guy will tap me and say, so what did I just say? I just tell the guy, this is what he said. And then I go back. And then when he started practical, everybody that was awake, they were just missing it. Then I said, okay, you have been sleeping. Come and do it. I just sat down. With the help of God. And I did the thing without one single mistake. And to today, that thing that worked for me in Canada, it works for me in Nigeria. Amen. If you don't have, it's just God's grace. Yesterday, we had a problem and we were troubleshooting it. And I was not paying attention. I was tired. I was like, how is it the day before Easter that all this problem is happening? I was tired. Then the Spirit of God said, carry this laptop. Take your laptop and move it. I was supposed to move it from the dining table, move it closer. So I went to pick the laptop. And when they started talking, when I picked the laptop, they started talking, something that I was supposed to attend to. You understand what I'm saying? I was supposed to be paying attention. I wasn't. The Spirit of God said, get up. Go and carry that laptop from that table and bring it here so that you can hear. When I got to the laptop, the next thing you say, and so meanwhile, we'll do this and do that and do that and do that. I just smiled. Because I will have embarrassed myself If I say, Oga, what do you want me to do? Amen. And then they now said, somebody else should do something. And not for me. I knew the guy was not there because he was not responding. So I called him. Krum, krum, krum. Oga, they say you should do this, do that, that. Yeah, thank you very much. I was just laughing. I said, me that I've been sleeping. Yeah, there has to be a difference. You know, if I felt so lazy that Spirit told me to go and carry that laptop, I would have missed it. There has to be a difference. That's why we are celebrating Easter. Because he has separated us from the rest of the world. That's why we are celebrating. He's alive because he lives on the inside of us. And we have to present him to the world the way he is. Anything short of the way he is not acceptable. The world is not looking for people that will conform to what they are doing. They want you to bring it to them as it is and make that difference. Amen. Our life is not always about if Christ be for me, who can be against me? No. Or about the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It's way beyond that. Experience the power of resurrection. We read it in Luke this morning. For as long as you obey, I think it's Luke chapter 6, verse 46. It says, as long as you obey my word, okay, and you hear, you listen, and you do them, you'll be like a man that built his house deep, his foundation deep on the rock. When the storms come, you'll be able to withstand it. We are God's representative on this earth. We are ambassadors of God. Hallelujah. And we have to be like that. If you're in an environment and there are sick people there, let it come to bear that you are there. Amen. Because these signs shall follow them that believe. Let us rise to our feet. We have to be proof producers that truly is risen. We have to be proof producers that truly is risen. He died and he rose so that we can have victory. And our victory is not limited to us. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, once you are a victor, if you have won, it's everybody around you that's celebrating. You that you are the victor, you just sit down and you just be marveling at everybody celebrating. That's how our life is supposed to be. That people around us, they can draw from that which you have received from Christ. Let's just give him praise this morning. Thank you that because we understand the essence of Easter. And understanding it means that we produce proof of the risen Christ. If you made an open show of the enemy, we also have that capacity to make an open show of the enemy. And everywhere we are, everywhere we go, we bring the Spirit of God to bear and the things of God to bear in that environment. Thank him because he says that the work he does, he has given us the capacity, and that is what we should be doing. We give you praise and we give you glory, Lord. Thank you for the joy. Thank him this morning. All eyes closed, all eyes bowed. Just thank him that the joy and the gains of resurrection, that they are evident in our lives personally. They are evident in your life. They are evident in the life of your family. And everywhere that you go as a carrier of life, as a carrier of the very life of God, you have an impact that people will see you and they'll be drawn unto the God that you serve. Father, we give you all the glory and praise. In Jesus' name, we pray.